Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Be More Productive in 5 Minutes. I'm your host, Mr. Work Smarter, and today I'm going to talk about attitude. Because ultimately, one of the most important factors in helping you get through the highs and lows of your life is your attitude. The only difference between a good day and a bad day is your attitude. It's how you approach things that's going to deliver results. If you wake up in a bad mood, what do you think is going to happen? If you wake up in a positive mood and ready to win, you're more likely to have a great day. So how do you obviously wake up with the right attitude? Well, there's a number of tactics that I use. One, whether or not it's reading a book, meditation, going for a jog in the morning, do whatever it takes. Everyone's different. So you need to discover what works for you. And the key thing is to try different things. But one of the things I actually wanted to talk about is a cool formula that actually proves the concept of why attitude is the most important thing. And when I came across this, I was like, wow, this is actually powerful and crazy. And hopefully I'll be able to describe this via a podcast because it's easier to show this visually. But just imagine you had written the letters of the alphabet A to Z, or you lot call Z. You lot say Z in the US, but it's Z. if you imagine you writing it out A to Z, and then after that, you wrote all the numbers from 1 to 26, because there's obviously 26 letters in the alphabet. Hopefully that's correct. I'm literally just saying it on top of my head. But there is 26. There should be 26. And then you was to write the letters, each of the letters, A to Z, on one line. And then each of the numbers in one line. And basically what you're saying is A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3. You get the point. And as you get to Z, Z will equal 26. Then if you were to write out the word knowledge and then you was to connect the letters to the designated number, so for K, the number will be 11. For the letter N, the number will be 14. You get the point. Write the word knowledge. When you were to write each of the numbers that is connected to the letter, the total value of all the numbers that you've written out for the word knowledge will equal 96%. And if you was to write the word hard work, doing the same process, connecting the letters to the designated numbers, or the respective numbers, I should say, that you've written below the letters, that number will equal 98%. So that will equal 98%. But more importantly, if you were to write out the word attitude, and you were to add all the relative numbers to the connected letter, guess what? It will equal 100%. Is that a coincidence? No. And I actually believe that to like 100% agree with everything they've said. So think about it. Knowledge. I've always told people knowledge is only power if you act on it. Hence so I can understand when it says 96%. Because obviously in order to do things in life, you need knowledge. You need to learn. You need to, you know what I mean, equip yourself with the necessary information. The next part is to actually work hard and use that knowledge to your advantage. Hence why hard work is more higher in terms of the percentage. So hard work's at 98%, because ultimately you can have talent, but as people said, and Will Smith has said in the past, hard work beats talent if talent doesn't want to work. So I believe you need a combination of both. And then also if you can add work in smarter, which is what I'm about and what I teach, then you're going to win, people. You are going to win. If you can add knowledge, hard work, and working smarter, honestly, you're going to win. But more importantly, across all them three things I've just mentioned, attitude is the key thing. Because as I said, if you wake up with the wrong attitude, if you approach a work or an activity with the wrong attitude, you are going to fail. Or more importantly, you're going to deliver poor quality output. So today, if there's one thing that you take, remember that your attitude is key. And if it means having a break, going for a walk before you approach a task, do it. Sometimes I'm not in a mood, and that's normal. We're human beings. As I said, we have so many thoughts. And every hour, let alone every day. So it's important to train your mind and make sure your mind's in the right place before you can actually do things. It's even with my podcast. Before I do my podcast, I need to make sure I'm in a positive mood. If I'm in a bad mood, it's really difficult for me to do a podcast. So it applies to every aspect of life. Thank you for tuning in today's podcast, people. Take care and remember to work smarter.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app free for iOS and Android.